Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You know our love was meant to be the kind of love to last forever. And I want you.
In my soul.
Baby, you're the meaning in my life.
Oh, we're doing cheesy love songs on this Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Guess what, for those of you off Monday. Are we off Monday?
No. Why would we be off Monday?
Why do we hate President's Day?
We don't hate President's Day. We hate presidents.
Oh.
Yeah. All of them.
I was like, wait, are we here Monday?
I think we are here Monday.
Yes. It is a company holiday.
Okay, take it off.
It is.
Wait a minute.
We're here. No one else is.
No, there's a sign on the door that says, in observation of.
Dana, take it off.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
No, we're here. Nobody else is.
I don't need to take President's Day off.
Donald Trump is the 45th president of the United States, but yet only 44 men have ever held the office.
Well, that's because two of them held it twice.
No, one of them held it twice.
You know what I mean.
Who was it?
Grover Cleveland.
Very good.
Yeah. Wow.
Sounded so disgusted.
Guess what is happening on President's Day?
What?
Outside of the fact that we are all going to be working here, Chiefs fans need to tune in to the NFL Network. They have designated Monday as Mahomes Monday.
Mm.
It's actually Monday spilling into Tuesday. They are dedicating all day. Mm. On the NFL Network to the Chiefs games, starting at 6 a.m.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
Week one from 2018, Chiefs at Los Angeles Chargers, followed by 9 a.m. week two, noon week three, and
you said,
on
you said
down we go.
Did you
they're
mean
starting,
20,
no, they're
did you
starting
mean 2018.
And doing nothing but airing Chiefs games.
That is awesome.
Through 6 a.m. on Tuesday. They'll conclude at 6 a.m. with the Super Bowl.
Are they going to cut out the commercial breaks?
I don't know how they're doing it. It's listed in three-hour increments, so.
Well, they're not playing every game.
They would have to cut down.
They can't play every game.
Well, maybe they just pick the highlights. I don't know.
Huh. By the way, speaking of Patrick Mahomes, we got our hands on a handful of fantastic T-shirts from Hy-Vee. And if you're caller number 5 right now, at 913-563-4044, we'll set you up to win a Patrick Mahomes Super Bowl MVP T-shirt, thanks to Hy-Vee. That number again is 913-563-4044. 913-563-4044 for a Patrick Mahomes MVP shirt, thanks to Hy-Vee. We'll take caller number 5 right now. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday.
Mahomes Monday is what you can Festivus, do.
Do what?
You can wear it on Mahomes Monday is what you can do.
Man.
I love it.
This country has fallen in love with that cat. He's about to make $40 million.
And I say good for him.
Caller 5, yep. Caller 5 at 913-563-4044. CNN.com, some people just want to watch the world burn, but only a mad few decide to light the blazes themselves. Enter Anna Calcaterra, the 16-year-old daughter of NBC sports reporter Craig Calcaterra, and apparently an aspiring cartographer. We know that because Calcaterra found a map that his daughter made on her desk on Wednesday afternoon and tweeted. Have you seen this map?
I have.
Look it up online. It's really interesting. At a cursory glance, it looks almost normal. There's the familiar jut of Florida, the Great Lakes, Mexico, South America. But look again. Texas is too long. Idaho is too. Why? Don't ask. Alaska has been completely erased as it sunk into the sea. And don't expect to see Wyoming here. Anna doesn't believe that state is real. The teen laid waste to the Western Hemisphere in an inspired and existentially upsetting map, which has since enlightened and enraged hundreds of thousands of Twitter users.
It only enrages you if your state was removed. I think we're fine, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Look now at what used to be the Florida Panhandle as it juts across the Gulf coastlines that once belonged to Alabama and Louisiana. The purpose? To begin a second civil war and force Florida to secede. And if you've ever visited Ohio and loved it so much, you wish there had been a second Ohio to discover. Anna heard you. The Four Corners, once notable for being the point where Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah met, has been replaced by Ohio number two. I'm not really sure what she's trying to get at. It's a bizarre map.
Says, as if you've ever visited Ohio and loved it so much, you'd wish there had been a second one.
Is she trying to make a statement about global warming? Or?
She declined to elaborate on the purpose of the second Ohio. And said, quote, nothing against Wyoming, it just doesn't exist. Having it on the map is like putting Hogwarts or something on it.
Well, that's not very nice.
Meh.
Hmm.
I don't know that we need two Ohios.
Maybe we don't even need one.
It's interesting to look at. We'll put the map up on social.
Yeah, we will. State you've never visited, you want to visit?
All of New England.
You've never been to any of the New England states? Mm-hmm. That's Connecticut, Rhode Island.
None of them.
Mass,
Maine. None of them.
New Hampshire.
None
Vermont,
of them.
Maine.
None of them.
Okay. All right.
What about you, Scott?
A state I've never visited?
Yeah.
Damn. I didn't expect to have to answer my own question. Maybe Washington State.
Yeah.
I've also never been to North Carolina or South Carolina, and a girlfriend of mine swears we have to go. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to Hawaii, but I hear it's
lovely.
Over.
Been there. It's
rated.
Beautiful.
No, not overrated.
Oh, really? No. Hawaii, no. Hawaii is not overrated.
Nope. Okay.
No.
I've heard from people that they made it to, I don't know,
see,
luxury.
The funny thing is, you know, and I know you went to Alaska a couple years ago with your folks or with Chris or somebody. Alaska is beautiful, but when you've lived there, as I have, you never want to go back.
I went for 7 days and would not go back.
I lived there for 3 years.
That's a long time.
I lived in Anchorage for 3 years, and I loved it. It was beautiful. I can still see it in my mind's eye. And I remember a couple years ago, my mom called me, and she's like, I've got a great idea for our next family trip. I'm like, okay, great. What is it? She goes, let's take a cruise. And all of a sudden, I'm like,
I'm in.
All right. She goes, let's take a cruise to Alaska.
Yeah. No.
And I go, ooh, Maggie,
ooh,
whoa, tough sell. I said, you might want to call the beaver on that one.
It's just when we were there, cold and rainy,
mm-hmm.
and love seeing the whales, but I can see whales in Hawaii.
Did you see the bears?
From a very, very, mm-hmm. very far point away from the ship.
Alaska is beautiful. I'm not going to take anything away from it. If you have never been, you need to go. But when you've lived there for over 1,000 days, I don't ever want to go back.
Yeah.
Ever want to go back.
I loved it.
Yeah, how long were you there?
I went on a cruise, actually, to Alaska.
Was it warm when you were there?
Yeah, I was in May. It was in May.
Yeah, where the temperature's like, what, 65, 75
degrees?
Yeah,
I was wearing shorts and pullovers.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we took a train ride into the Yukon and then, like, a Jeep ride out. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that we went. I'm saying I wouldn't go back. I'm glad that we went, wouldn't go back.
Yep. I'll never go back. And my brother was the same way. I said, Maggie, you need to call Beaver. I don't know that this is a good idea.
It's like, thank you, no, hard pass.
And my brother told Maggie, he's like, no. No. It was beautiful once for 1,000 days. I ain't going back. Ain't going back. You know, the only time we ever went to Hawaii was when we lived in Alaska. Because just like me with Cancun next month, we had to get the hell out of there. I mean, there are days in the winter.
There's no light.
There is no sunlight at all.
I know. That's how I feel in the studio.
That's why you have the vitamin D lamp.
That hurt. I know that was directed at me. And that hurt. That hurt.
There are days I just can't see the light.
There are some days that's I wish Scott's you would head. Just go to the light. 576-7798.
Hookah, hookah.
I can't
hookah,
stop
hookah,
this
hookah,
feeling.
Hookah, hookah, hookah.
Deep inside
hookah,
of me.
Hookah, 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 hookah.
Girl, you just
hookah,
don't
hookah,
realize
hookah, hookah,
what you do to me.
Hookah, 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 hookah.
When you hold me
hookah, hookah,
in your arms so
hookah,
tight,
hookah,
you
hookah,
let me know
hookah, hookah, hookah,
everything's hookah, all right.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Story here, the National Transportation Safety Board released hundreds of pages of documents as part of its preliminary report into a March 23rd, 2018 wreck involving 38-year-old Walter Huang. Huang was the only person in the Tesla Model X when the car hit a barrier on southbound Highway 101, and he died shortly after, sadly. According to the NTSB, Huang's family members said he had complained to them and Tesla about the vehicle's autopilot system malfunctioning and its steering of his car toward the Highway 101 barrier on different occasions. In the documents, Mark Fong, an attorney representing Huang's family, wrote that Huang had complained that his family, quote, would veer toward the barrier in the mornings when he went to work. Autopilot is an automated driving function that is available in Tesla cars that helps a car stay in its lane and maintain a safe distance from other vehicles. Tesla has stressed on multiple occasions that using autopilot does not give its cars self-driving capability.
Then why are people doing it? This death blows my mind, Scott, for several reasons. Number one, I don't trust autopilot on any car. Number two, this man who died had complained, I think on more than one occasion, that the, quote, autopilot had veered his SUV toward the exact same barrier where he ended up crashing and dying. So the first question I think everyone is asking right now is if you were worried about this enough that you had complained twice that your car was on its own veering toward a barrier, why in God's name would you drive it on autopilot?
Would you not trust a car's autopilot?
No!
Okay, I'm just asking.
I'm trying to think of another product where we know it's being sold as working and it doesn't necessarily, it's not foolproof, yet we still do it.
Alcohol?
Well, I would say Boeing until, because they were hiding it, I would say Boeing now that we know that those planes were nosediving.
A product that we know doesn't work 100% of the time, but yet we still use it.
They almost need to dumb this down, Scott. And I'm sure, like, he's an Apple engineer. I'm not saying this guy was dumb. They need to dumb down their advertising and stop calling this autopilot.
Okay, what do you want to call
it? Because when I say autopilot to you, what does that mean?
Well, it means I can just put it into gear.
Take a nap. Yep. I mean, we've seen people on highways taking a nap.
Read a book.
Driver assist.
It needs to be called something other than autopilot. Because with autopilot, to me, there's no wiggle room in that meaning. Well, it's autopilot. This is less than autopilot.
It's
more like driver assist.
Here's one. that doesn't work all the time, but yet we still trust it, birth control.
Okay.
Very good, texters. And that's coming in a lot, by the way.
Okay, that's a good one.
Doesn't work 100% of the time, but you still trust it.
It's a little different. I mean, that's when it fails bringing life into the world versus ending it, which is what we're seeing in some of these. Look, I don't have a Tesla. I have friends who drive them. If I was in the passenger seat of that car, and they're nice cars.
Oh, they're very nice.
And one of them went all hands off while I was in the passenger seat on the highway, I would freak. I would completely freak out.
If you owned a Tesla?
No.
I didn't even finish my question.
I wouldn't do it.
If you owned a Tesla, how much would I have to pay you to put that car in autopilot on I-35?
I wouldn't do it. And here's what bothers me. It's not necessarily my own life I would be taking into my own hands. I mean, you can screw this up and kill someone else just trying to get home from work. You know, I drove a car for a few months that had the more of a driver assist, where the car could find the striping on the highway, if you will, and it would maintain within that stripe. You know when it stopped working? When the stripes were not clearly marked. So like older highways, or I don't know, if there's snow on the road.
Or a highway when there's rain.
Yes.
You cannot see the stripes on the road the when it's raining.
And so
they're bad with the striping around here.
And they're bad with it around here, which is why they should not be calling this autopilot.
Something else that you trust that you should not, the KMBZ dump button.
Yep. Oh, no, that's foolproof.
No, it's not.
Let's try it.
Let's not.
Okay.
576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments here in just a moment. 576-7798. Don't forget, Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. The one about the litter box. Animal shelter will decorate a litter box with your ex's name.
Yes.
This is a day of
on
love.
On the bottom of it.
This is a day of love.
Well, don't you think this can be a difficult holiday for some? You know, if you've just gotten out of a relationship and, you know, I think Valentine's Day is, it's good, but it can also be lonely.
It's either a day of love or bitterness.
Yeah.
I'd like to think of this as a day of love.
You would.
I've had exes before.
Well, I know,
I've
but I think
relationships.
I think
failed.
If you have had a relationship recently sour, or you've had a really bad breakup, tomorrow is just another day, and you're kind of rolling your eyes, which is why.
And today is.
Today. Pardon me. I keep forgetting. When is it? Is it today or tomorrow?
It's today. You better go get a card.
No, I got him a card. I got him a card. He already has it.
How generous.
I gave it to him this morning.
What else did you get him?
We are going to have a dinner this weekend.
Okay. He got you a dozen and a half roses.
I told you, we don't sell. We just.
He celebrated.
Well, I told him not to, and he said to me this morning.
I see 18 roses right next to
him. Yes, and you know what? Bless him. He said to me this morning, honey, you have something for you coming at work. I bought those before you told me specifically not to.
Any woman who says, don't get me roses, is a stone cold liar. It is a setup. It is a trap.
It's a trap.
Yeah. Ooh, speaking of trap, I need everyone's advice. You know that I put 4 mouse traps in the basement in my son's bathroom.
Caught me a mouse in the garage this morning.
I need you to come over to my house because I've got little pellets out. I've got multiple
like mouse poop pellets.
No, little
like poison.
Yeah, the poison.
The inhumane stuff.
And those are, by the way, in a back cabinet where the cats can't get to them because everyone was like, you'll kill your cats. So we have not caught a single mouse. And I went to Lowe's and spent $36 on products. We have not caught a single mouse. However,
I've caught 4.
In the morning, when we go down to that bathroom, mm-hmm. because I thought sure we would catch one overnight. There's little pieces of toilet paper on the floor. And here's where else the toilet paper is. And this is so weird, Dan, on the toilet seat. Because the first time I saw that, I said to my son, I go, what are you doing down here? Why is there toilet paper everywhere? And he goes, I don't know. I didn't do that. It's just here. So I cleaned it all up. The next day, it's back.
Nesting.
Yeah. So overnight, I put traps all around the toilet. And I said to him,
what kind of traps are you using?
You name it, I put it around the toilet.
The glues, the snaps.
Yep. And I said to him, buddy, I said, don't get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom because there are traps all around that toilet. So this morning he goes to shower. And I said, okay, let me know what's down there and we'll get Chris to come dispose of it. He looks at me and he goes, not a thing. So what is going on?
Do you have one of those traps where it's like a they go in but they can't come out? You can put some peanut butter and some other stuff inside.
So mm-hmm. I have that in a closet by the bathroom, but I didn't put it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, what? How hard is it to catch a mouse?
Apparently not hard because I've caught four.
I don't know what we're doing wrong.
What are you using, Scott?
I use the plastic. They're black plastic. You can get them at Hy-Vee or at Home Depot or Lowe's. And they're about $2.99 for two of them or $3.99 or whatever. And they're little plastic ones that you just click it. It's not the old school ones where you,
right.
I mean, where you basically rip off a limb.
You take your life into your own hands with
right.
those.
And I've used those before in the past, too, and those are good, too. But these are the new ones. They're black, and you just open it a little bit. You put a little bit of peanut butter on the yellow tab, and then you put it into place and then lock it, and boom, you'll get a mouse.
But why, like, nope. Why is there all these pieces on the toilet? Like on, okay, so the lid
is
up.
They've decided your home is theirs.
But what are they doing on the toilet seat?
Well, drinking water.
Chewing up the toilet paper.
It's
just a flat.
Maybe they're wiping.
Well,
place.
I said to my son, should we put the traps, and you're going to laugh, on the rim all the way around of the toilet seat? That's always where the paper is.
Where do you put the traps?
Well, last night we moved them to the base of the toilet. They're also in the cabinet to the left of the toilet.
Are they against the wall? The mice will only run against the wall.
Well, then how do they get up onto a toilet seat?
What I'm telling you is...
Well, they jump.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Jumping mice.
Just like they'll jump into your bed.
Spider mice. Mm-hmm.
When you're sleeping.
It should not be this hard.
Do you put the mouse trap up against the wall? Yes
no,
or no?
It was at the base of the toilet.
You have to put the mouse trap up
on
against the wall.
Okay.
They run up and down walls.
All right.
So move the mouse trap over to the wall in the direction where you think they might be coming from. As they run down that wall, they'll go, that smells like peanut butter. I think I'll have a little taste of that.
So I have, Dan, two of the hotel ones in the storage room. How do you know if there's one in there? Do you shake it? I don't want to know.
Well, yeah, if you pick it up, and if it's heavier, you've got one. And if it's,
well,
if it's running around.
I didn't
around and
weigh
going,
it when I set it down.
Well, you know what it weighs when you set it down. And when you pick it up, if it's a little bit heavier, you got yourself one.
I have been a failure in many respects of this long life. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe it has been this hard to catch a mouse in the basement.
I know they're inhumane, but go with the glue trap and
done
put a little
it,
piece of candy
work.
In the
no,
middle.
No,
done it, didn't
no.
work. We don't have a single thing on that glue trap, not one.
Put a little piece of candy in the middle. It'll go to the sugar.
Sam, stop. Stop. I am not going to let this show be an advocate for something so inhumane.
That's what my handyman told me to use.
A glue trap?
Yes.
Oh, so they basically get stuck and starved to death?
And it also did not work. I mean, we have not caught anything with any of it.
Use the stuff that I'm using, and it puts them out of their misery like that. They don't even know it hit them. Believe me, they don't know it hit them.
So you're okay with getting rid of them like that.
Absolutely.
You just don't want them to suffer.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I understand that.
Here, I'll show you what I'm using.
I know what you're talking about. It's the only product I didn't buy. And at this point, I feel like they're mocking me.
Oh, they are.
I really do believe that they're thinking, oh, right, lady. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go around that.
When they have their little mouse meetings inside the walls.
Well?
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about right there.
They're laughing.
That's what I use.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's the...
So they did build a better mousetrap.
The Trapper T-Rex. Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Text line says he works for an extermination company. Put it in a corner because they like to back into corners so that they can see if there's danger coming.
Okay. Right there, Dana. That's exactly... And then you put the peanut butter right there on all the yellow thing. All right. They put their head in there.
All right. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
And snap goes the neck.
Okay.
That sounds so much more humane.
Right?
Well, it's quick. It's quick. It's like a guillotine. Am I wrong? At least they're not stuck there going, damn, I can't move. Man, I'm thirsty. God, I'd like to poop, but I can't. My butt's stuck to this thing.
So I wonder, you know, if you catch one mouse, how many more are there in the house?
Okay, let's not, I don't want to talk about that.
So our handyman said he believes there are more than one. However, I would think if there were more than one, I would have caught something by now, and I haven't caught a damn thing. Maybe it's a ghost who likes to shred toilet paper in the middle of the night, only in one bathroom on the toilet rim.
Somebody says, Dana, maybe it's not a mouse. Maybe you got yourself a rat.
Oh, gross!
Do
not even say that.
263 to
right?
Be exact.
God, do not even say that. I would die.
What would happen? What would happen?
I would. You would need a defibrillator.
Shh, shh, shh. Hang on. Let me ask the question first before you get the answer. So it's Friday night, this Friday night. Okay. Chris is at work reading the news to Kansas City. Your feet up on the coffee table watching some Netflix thing that you like to watch about Aaron Hernandez or whatever. Okay. And along the wall where the TV is goes a long-tailed rat. What would happen?
I would set the house on fire and leave with the children.
A rat. And I mean a New York City pizza stealing, no hair on the tail rat.
I've seen the droppings and I am confident in saying it is a mouse and not
a rat.
That's
not what I'm asking.
I would leave the house. I would not go back.
If you saw a rat scurry across the floor,
not going back.
You would leave the house.
I would go get a hotel.
Where? Are you kidding?
No, I am being deadly serious.
You would leave the house until the rat was caught.
Yes.
And where would the children go?
They would come with me.
Oh my. If you saw a little...
Have you ever read that rats can bite at a rate of like 600 per second or something insane? Like they
it's
will,
not
yeah, it's something
second.
Crazy. They'll bite your face off.
No, they won't.
You know, if you have rodents of unusual size, like, you know, New York City rats here, I think we've got a bigger problem than just annoying Dana.
One of the things I've thought about doing, and you're going to laugh, is setting up a camera. I just don't have, like a motion censored hidden camera in the back. In the downstairs bathroom.
Yeah, that sounds a little creepy.
But I kind of am curious if we set up a camera, what it would show.
In the bathroom?
Overnight. It's only happening overnight.
What if somebody gets up to go to the bathroom?
He wouldn't. I want to know if there's something in there. And what if so,
oh,
what
there
is it?
Is. Who do you think's putting the toilet paper?
I don't know.
Where do you think the toilet paper is coming from? Dana. Get back on that mic.
No,
stop. Put
I don't know where it's coming from.
Dana.
It's always on the rim seat of the toilet in the morning.
Let me look me dead in the eye. Look at me. Look at me. I'm Captain Truth Teller.
Yeah.
There is more than you, Chris, and three children in that house. I'm telling you right now. The population of that house is not five.
Oh, I just don't want it to be 10.
Do you have a cat?
Yes, and they look at me like I'm crazy.
Well, you ought to look at them like they're crazy.
I yelled at them last night, and I said, go be useful. And they're like, huh?
Keep in mind, these are the cats that tried to hang themselves. 576-7790.
What an unusual household.
A long, long time ago.
Happy Valentine's Day, Dan.
On graduation.
Oh, why, thank you very much, Scott Parks. And a very merry happy Valentine's Day to you as well.
I signed this. Where's the kid? Roses are red, my love. He's gone? Oh. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Dana has what we'd like to call a rodent infestation problem.
From the text line, stop feeding the cats. Problem solved.
Mm.
Oh, gross. Yeah, I don't know. Ugh.
That's actually good advice.
Yeah. How do you feel about snakes, Dana?
No, we're not putting snakes in there. We're not adding to my anxiety over this.
From the text menagerie line, stop it. There is a mouse in my house right now, and you are freaking me out.
I was so weirded out last night that I started looking up to the ceiling tiles, wondering, like, is it possible that they're not on the ground? Because I thought if they're on the ground, I would have caught one. So is it possible they're coming in?
I just don't think you're
They're
setting...
probably coming down from the ceiling, Mission Impossible style.
Yes.
You know, they're hooked in and they're dropping in.
I honestly just don't think you're doing the traps properly.
Okay.
You saw the traps that I told you about.
Yes.
Okay, you can get those at Hy-Vee, Price Chopper, wherever. Lowe's, Home Depot. They come in two packs. Okay, two packs.
I was going to...
I thought I'd save you the joke.
No, Tupac's dead.
Yeah, so are the mice. Anyway, get those. Put on a liberal amount of peanut butter. Don't go light on the peanut butter. A
lot of peanut butter.
Go heavy.
Okay.
So the mouse gets in there. And,
okay.
And they're munching away on that peanut butter. They get a little careless. They put their foot on that thing and doom. There goes their neck. So go liberal. Don't go crazy. But go liberal on the peanut butter and put it up against the wall. Somebody else has a good idea. Lock your cats in that bathroom tonight.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That actually is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And then the mice won't come out. They'll go into another part of the house.
Or
where you've set other traps.
Right.
Because you're very studious and you've paid attention to what you've learned on the show today.
You're going to have to take the weekend and just throw yourself into this.
Yep.
You know what I thought about saying to Chris?
Buy me a new house?
Catch me a mouse or find a new house.
Nick in KCK. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi,
it's going
good.
Well, buddy.
Hey, so I've had this problem before, and they're actually known for eating toilet paper. I don't think you've got a rat problem, Dana. I was going to say I've had this issue before. I think you've got a snipe, and I can tell you how to catch one.
I do not have a snipe in my house.
How do you know you don't have a snipe?
Because I know what a snipe is, and I don't have one.
What is a snipe?
It is not a real thing. I know that because I've seen the movie Up. The movie
come on,
I bought
Dana.
You that you haven't seen.
Well, first of all, and Nick, I would guarantee you're a former Boy Scout. Is that correct? Snipes are real.
Snipes are 100% real. You got to get your pillowcase and your flashlight.
Pillowcase and a flashlight.
And you go on hunts
all
the time.
In the bathroom. Tonight, and you just sit in there with your pillowcase, Dana, and your flashlight, and you'll hear it coming.
Yeah, you will.
Drop that pillowcase on it,
yep.
And I'm telling you, you got yourself tonight.
Okay, well, talk about it on Monday if I catch one, Nick. Thank you for that.
I'd love to hear it. Thanks, guys.
Damn it, you knew that a snipe
yes,
wasn't real.
I know what a snipe is.
Wait, what is it? It's not real. I went on a lot of snipe hunts.
So did I.
I have no idea what you guys are
doing. I went on a lot of snipe hunts when I was a kid, and I never caught one.
They're elusive.
Very.
Almost as elusive as the mice family, extended family in Dana's house.
Gavin on I-70. Hello, Gavin.
Hey, how we doing today?
Well, we're doing well. Still looking for a snipe, but we haven't found one yet.
Well, I love our show. It's great, and it's my girlfriend's. We're riding to St. Louis right now, and she's loving this as well. Dana, you hit the decon from your cat, correct?
Yes, correct.
How come your cat can't catch a mouse? What kind of cats do you have?
I do not know because they've brought them in from outside before, but they are worthless inside, and I don't know why.
I would agree with this. I think your cats need to earn some rent.
I did just read something from National Geographic, Gavin, and I'm gagging. See how easily... Well, this says a rat can wriggle up your toilet. And I wondered if they were coming in through the toilet.
Rats are great swimmers.
They really are.
Imagine just sitting there and all of a sudden you hear some splashing around.
While you're sitting on it?
Yeah.
Taking a deuce?
This says if you find mice in the bathroom, it means they are entering there from an entry point in the walls.
Dana, you got a problem we can't fix.
Okay.
Dana, you have a mouse infestation problem.
I think it's one, and I will catch it over the weekend.
Dan?
There's no
such
thing as one.
It's more than one. Yeah, you've probably got at least, I mean, if you got a male and a female, oh, you've got a lot. Mm-hmm. And there's boxes that you probably have that you haven't opened in a while. Mm-hmm. If you open them, you're going to find all your missing toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be little nests.
All right, I don't want to hear about nests.
And all the little tiny
Where do you think they make other little mices? They make them in the nests in your boxes. Yep, that's exactly what they're doing.
A little mice love on Valentine's Day.
They're going to town.
I don't want to talk about mice love on Valentine's Day.
Well, they're making love right now. And I guarantee you they're making more mices.
Stop it!
Dan, am I right or am I wrong?
Oh, yeah. They're doing it.
I mean, there's at least another two dozen coming.
Oh, yeah.
Is it mices or mice?
It's mice-i. Mice-i is the proper plural. Proper plural is mice-i. Festivus Friday is next. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Festivus Friday coming up next, ladies and gentlemen. 576-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.